We're going to start a little differently this morning. We have a guest here that's going to give us a little talk on the Backpack Program. Rochelle Rich.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here. 4 years ago, my daughter, who's a teacher on the west side of Michigan, talked to me about some resources that they offer to the students there in their school district. And two of them, I thought, were really good ones to bring back to Sandusky and hopefully get them started. And the first one was called the Backpack Program. And basically, what it is that students who are on free or reduced lunch can opt to sign on for a weekend backpack. So our church went to Mr. Carmine and asked permission to get this started, and we started the backpack program. So basically what it was is just a weekend of food that went home every Friday with students who were in need. Started out with 48. We are now serving 78 kids every Friday. So every Friday, they go home with a bag full of food to get them through the weekend and then bring them back on Monday. A couple years into that, I wanted to kind of start the next resource, and that was the junior senior high giving closet. So once again, went back to the school, talked to them about it, and with George Lasecki's help and Aaron Carlson's help, and some kids that are in one of the English classes, we got the closet going. And that closet provides many, many, many personal items along with food and incidentals for the teens, the older ones that may not necessarily go and ask for help, but it gave them a resource that they could and do it confidentially. So later on, after service, I'm going to be downstairs and I'm going to talk a little bit more on both of them. And it's my hopes that I can recruit a few volunteers, obviously maybe just a little bit of monetary help. And if over and above all that, just prayer that we can always continue this program because it's been expanded to the elementary school too. So it's kind of serving all levels of the kids, and it's been really a blessing for those who are involved in it, and it's a blessing to the school district that we're able to do that with our community, because as all of you know, our community is very, very generous, and we all should be very thankful for that. So I'll see you right downstairs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rochelle. Prayer concerns. Tammy Johnson will have surgery on Wednesday. Prayers for a great team of doctors and quick recovery. Prayers for Adeline Moore. She will be having ear tubes put in on Friday. Announcements are... We are looking to have a tractor wagon for the Christmas parade. If you are interested in helping out with this, see Aaron Moore. The Christmas practice starts next Sunday. It will be during junior church. The program is December 9th. Send your kids. The morning coffee group is now meeting at Big Boy at 9 o'clock this Wednesday. Everybody's welcome to that. We usually go to McDonald's, but they're remodeling. They want to make more room for us. Okay, the Blue Water Free Store is opening up their ministry center, and it's going to have all kinds of services and help for the people down around that area, and counseling and personal cares and personal needs. We also have some needs from our own mission here. They are looking for all kinds of help for mentoring, for Bible studies. Just if you're interested in this, see Pastor or Bert Lester. Okay, one more joy here. Cherokee Johnson made the encore team at Saginaw Valley State. The show is November 9th and 10th at SVSU. There is 14 small group numbers and 4 large group numbers. Encore is kind of like the Glee program. The show starts at 7 on both days. So it'd be really great if some of you wanted to go and support her. Okay, do we have any birthdays? Nobody is celebrating a birthday?
What, back here?
Behind. Oh, thank you, Marion. Are there any anniversaries besides Tom and I? I guess it's just you and I, and just you and I. If you can stand, if you're able, for 2087 out of the Blue Book, we will glorify the King of Kings.
That song once again. So if we'll back up on the screen, we're going to sing it all the way through again. We will glorify. Let's say like we really mean it. We will glorify. We're happy. All right. For the call to worship. When Jesus heard his friend Lazarus had died, he wept.
Jesus was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
Come, let us praise God, who has been made known to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's all sing 711 for all the saints.
This morning is a special morning as we remember the saints that have passed away since November 1st, 2017 until today. As we honor them, we will read their names, we will light the candle, ring a bell, and take a moment of silence. Let us be in attitude of prayer. Aishan Long, Wayne Priest, Sharon Owen, Diane Jacobs, Francis Wood. Sadie Frederick. Virginia Heacock. Don Cook. Ben Maxfield. Carol Clara Nickel. Audrey Labor. Christopher Hayest. Donald Tubbs. Cleo Carter. Hugh Sefton. Carolyn Jackson. Joan Chapin. Gerald Jerry Wyneth. Norman Foss. And all those that are unnamed in our heart. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for your saints who have gone on before us, who now rest in your arms, and we thank you for the lives that they have had, and pray for the families that are still here on earth, that you bring peace, that you bring comfort, and you continue to show them hope for eternal life. In the name of Jesus, our risen Christ. Amen. Just a reminder, if you are here on behalf of one that we have named, that the candle has the name that we have read, and that is yours to pick up after the service. And children, I have a job for you, but let's have a message for first, and then I've got you to help me with a collection of our blessing of the commitment cards. So if you've brought those today, bring those out. The children come up first for a message. We have lots going on today. Come on down, come on over. It's good to see all of you. No one wants to sit by me today, do they? I think I took a shower this morning. How are you? How's Bristol? You good? Good. Hi there. There you go. Sit right in front of sis. Okay. So, this last Sunday, I gave you M&Ms because what was coming up? Halloween. Did you have Halloween? Did you go out trick-or-treating? So what did people wear? Costumes. What kind of costumes? Who were you?
Spider.
You were a spider?
A cow.
Who else?
And Mama was a cat.
A cow too, and Mama was a cat? Meow. You were a cat? A bubble gum machine. He was a cowboy. What were you? Oh, cat boy. Okay. What else? What were you? A what?
Owlet.
Owlet. Oh, okay. Owlet. Whew, you know, I'm past that stage. Not around the grandkids enough to know. So did you all have fun?
A ninja.
A ninja. So you know what we do? We dress up and we pretend, don't we? Right? We pretend. Who is our greatest hero, though? God, Jesus, that's right. Do we have to dress up to be like Jesus or God? No, we can be just who we are, right? And God will love us. So how do we be like Jesus or God? How can we do that? What do we need to do? Pray. What else?
We don't need to call him on the phone.
Don't need to call him on the phone because he hears us. He's in our heart, isn't he? You are so precious, Mallory.
I just love it.
This is the greatest moment of the worship hour. Do we share and be kind to others? Yeah. That's kind of being like Jesus. How about if somebody is hurting, can we be with them? Yeah, sometimes just being with somebody, we don't even have to say words sometimes, just being there for them, right? And I thank you for saying prayers, because we do need to be like Jesus. We need to go to God in prayer, don't we? So today, I have a job for you, and I think, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. I'm going to team you up. So if people have their commitment cards, you guys get to be like the ushers, okay? So ushers, I may actually have you help them too, if you can come down and help. I'm going to give you guys go as a team. You go as a threesome here, okay? And you guys take this basket, and how about you guys right here, you take this and go down the aisle, and if they have an envelope like this, raise your hand, and they're going to come pick it up. So raise your hand if you have your commitment cards. Go with them and look and see if there's anybody that has them. So raise your hands really high if you still have one so they can pick it up. Then bring me back the baskets. Oh, behind me. Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, yes. Yes. We'll put those in there, too. Okay. All right. So, Riley, stay here. I got bulletins. Can you hand out bulletins to everybody? And I'll take the baskets. Thank you. All right. We'll get these. All right. Make sure you have a bulletin. I know Carter already sat down. Make sure he gets a bulletin, too. Okay. Thank you. All right. Make sure you have one for yourself. Okay. Good. Thank you. So now we are going to bless these commitment cards to our Lord and try not to burn the place down. Let's pray. Oh, gracious and loving God, we come before you, giving of our hearts, giving out of our pockets, giving out of our hands and feet to be more like you, to share, to love, to honor, to glorify. And so as we give our gifts to you, Lord, we ask that you bless them and bless the givers and bless this church to thy service in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. And a few more. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I think the chancel choir is going to sing. But give me a second.
Our reading this morning is from the Old Testament, Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust an idol or swear by false gods. They will receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his words.
Amen. You've heard those prayer concerns that have been given to us this morning. I want to add and let you know that for this week, I will be out of the office Monday through Friday. I will be with the Board of Ordained Ministry as we interview candidates, pastors that are already serving as they try to move up in their positions. And so I will be unavailable. If there is an emergency, please contact Sandy or Mary in the church office. We do have pastors that are on call. I will be at Port Huron, so if there is something, I might be able to get away, but they really do not want us leaving, and it's a full week. So I ask for your prayers for the board and for myself. I will be here then next Sunday, and then next Monday, a week from tomorrow, I am leaving for Israel, for the Holy Land, and am excited. So I will actually be out of the office for 3 weeks. I want you to stay healthy and enjoy life. Let us go to our Lord. Oh, gracious and loving God, there are so many needs that come before us. Our saints that we remember with their families, we ask, Lord, that you bring them peace and comfort. For those who face surgery, we ask that you give discernment and wisdom to physicians and assistants and nurses and all who gather. And for family members, that they stay at their side to be calm and reassured of your presence with them. We pray, Lord, for our children who are in need in our community, and the opportunity that we can face to help them with food for the weekend in the backpack program and a closet at the high school to be able to help with their needs. We pray, Lord, that you will use us and fill us, that we will give you honor and glory in all that we say and do. And Lord, we pray that men will step up to help with the rescue mission, to find hours that they may be able to be a part of that service and to be able to worship you in their gift of honoring others and sharing your gifts of love. We ask, Lord, that you continue to bring joy in our lives, the joy of being able to sing like Cherokee can at Saginaw Valley. And we pray, Lord, that we can continue to sing joyously in our own lives for all that you give to us. We just want to praise your name and lift you on high, giving you glory. Lord, as we come to elections this week, we pray, Lord, that we can seek you first, to pray before we go into that poll, to give discernment and wisdom to each one of us as we seek your will for your people to be lifted in their place. And we ask you, Lord, that you hear our prayers and have mercy on all of us. In the name of the risen Christ, who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This morning's text comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 32 to 44. Hear these words. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. And Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, See how he loved him? Some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. And Jesus said, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, Take off the grave cloths and let him go. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. So on Thursday was actually All Saints Day. It's always November 1st. So we have the choice on Sunday to celebrate All Saints Day or a regular scripture. And so I always choose on the first Sunday of the month to do All Saints Day. We change the cloth from green to white so that we understand the purity and the eternal life of our Lord Jesus Christ, the hope that he gives to us. And we light candles remembering our saints. And this story is just one out of the scripture that talks about death, that talks about Lazarus, who is Jesus' friend. Mary and Martha and Lazarus and Jesus were all friends. They were close. But Jesus already knew that Lazarus had passed away. In fact, if you go back to some of the scripture before what I read, it says that he stayed a few extra days in order so that the Lord God would be glorified with his raising of Lazarus. So he gets to Mary and Martha, his dear friends. And we all know when we lose a loved one how sad we are in our hearts, and we weep and we mourn. And it's okay to weep and to mourn. And Jesus himself saw that Mary and Martha and the Jews were weeping, and he was moved, it says in our scripture, because this was his friend as well. Even though he knew what he was going to do, his humanness at that very moment came out. And in the 11th verse, it says, Jesus wept. Just so you know, that's the shortest verse in the Bible. John 11:35, Jesus wept. So you can have that memorized. Jesus wept. But Martha and Mary, Lord, if he would have been here, he wouldn't have even died, because they knew that Jesus Christ was going around and healing other people. And they knew if he was there while Lazarus had been ill, that he would have healed him immediately. And so one of the questions that comes to us is, why does Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead while others are not raised? It's a question I don't have an answer for. But I know in this particular scripture, he raises Lazarus so that God is glorified through his works, through Jesus Christ, that Jesus can call Lazarus out and Lazarus comes. It's a scripture that lets us know that resurrection is true. It can happen. And he showed the Jews, he showed Mary and Martha, and he tells us for us today that this can happen and does happen. It is real. Lazarus was raised from the dead. We also know that as we celebrate Holy Communion that we'll partake in shortly, that we know that Jesus Christ himself died, was buried, and rose again from the dead. That we have proof that there is hope for all of us that die in Christ. In fact, when we put on our baptism, we are dying to our sins and we're rising with the hope of eternal life with Jesus Christ as the Holy Spirit is poured onto us. And in our death, as we believe as Christians, knowing that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, we too will be raised from the dead. We know that we'll have new bodies. What that looks like, we don't know. But we know that our earthly body will stay here, and our spirit will rise again and be with God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. But yet we weep. Jesus wept. In some of the commentaries, it even says that Jesus was troubled, and it says that in Scripture. He was troubled because they were weeping and knowing that Jesus could do all things, because through God all things are possible. And they were troubled. Jesus was troubled by their reactions. Yet they saw that he could raise the dead and glorify God. With God, all things are possible. The scripture for me tells us that we need to be going to others and sharing the good news, and especially with those who have just encountered a loss or a loved one. Excuse me. And that as they weep, as they mourn, that we should give them hope, to remind them that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and as believers, we too will rise from the dead and join him. There is hope in that, and we need to share that hope. And that was one thing that Jesus was doing in this scripture, is was sharing with them the realistic opportunity that they will have as they believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and that we can glorify our God through Jesus Christ. Excuse me. So in this passage, we need to make sure that we pray for others, and that's why we pray today for all the saints as they have gone on before us. But we also need to have that hope that we can believe that we will see them again.
Excuse me.
I remember when I went to Israel over 20 years ago. We were coming down Mount of Olives, and Jesus was standing over the city of Jerusalem. And he wept at that moment too, weeping for his people. Because he wants his people to know who he is, that he is the Messiah, that he is the risen Christ. And he wants us to share that good news with others. And when we mourn, and it's okay to mourn, we need to mourn the loss of our loved ones. And we need to weep. We need to cry and cleanse our souls, cleanse our bodies through that weeping in time of mourning. But we also need to remain hopeful for all that Jesus has done for us. So I ask you today, when you have someone that you know has passed away, how do you proceed with them? Are you there to listen and bring comfort and healing? Are you there to say, I'm with you? Because we need to know that God is with us at all times, in all places, in all things. He's there with us when we go through these times of trouble. God is there, and he knows the outcome. The outcome is death cannot be, I just lost my train of thought, sorry. Death cannot be taken over. God has a plan. It cannot be stopped, but it also cannot be the end of our life. It's really only the beginning of our life. The beginning of our life here on earth in the kingdom of God in heaven. So when we have someone that we love, we have all of these that we've named this morning, and others that were not lifted, but we name in our hearts. We know as Christians, if we believe in Jesus Christ, accepting him as Lord and Savior, that we will see them again. Amen? So we can have joy and we can give God honor and glory because of the promise that he's given to us, that we can and will see them again. And later in John, in chapter 14, he tells us a story about a house that has many rooms prepared for us. Rooms that are prepared for us as Christians, already being set up. There is a place for you and for me when we pass from this earth to the heavenly realm. It's scripture. It's believable. It is the truth. It is the gospel. And that should help bring us hope, and that should help bring us joy. And so I want you to leave with this thought today, if nothing else that you remember, is that God is in control and God loves you. He is always with you. He will not forsake you. And he is there when we pass. He welcomes us home into the victory of eternal life. We do not need to be afraid. And as we mourn the loss of those who are here, we will see them again. Praise be to God, the Father Almighty. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words today, for scripture that shows us that resurrection does occur. It is real. And that in Christ, we too will see our loved ones once again. We too have hope on this earth for eternal life in heaven. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that made all of that possible. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As Jesus shares our sorrow, what's the name of my title of my message? He tried to understand or teach the disciples to understand what was coming. He taught that he would die. He taught that he would rise again. And he said he would die and suffer. But every Passover, they always had their meal, their regular meal that they always had. But this one became different as he talked about his suffering and death. As he took the bread at that meal and he broke it, he said, "This is my body. My body broken for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And every time you partake of it, remember me. Remember what I've done for you." And after the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks and he blessed it and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins." It's a new covenant, a new beginning. Hope. Hope has been given to us. And every time you partake of it, remember me. As we come to the table this morning, it's an open table, open for everybody. You do not have to be a member here, but it's open for all because Christ died for all his people. And so we will have intention, giving you a piece of bread, dip it into the juice and drink it. The rails are open for you to come and pray. And remember, Christ died that we may live. Let us pray. God Almighty, pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and juice, and be for them the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that as we partake, we remember what Christ has done for us and for his people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Those helping would please come forward. Come, the table is open. Thank you. Is there anyone else that needs communion? God is good, isn't he? And all the time. No, you're fine. Okay. That's what I want to make sure. Okay. Thank you. You got served. Okay. Don't want to set the house on fire. Now let us give to our Lord God in our morning offering. Let the ushers come forward. Lord God, we thank you for all that you give to us, giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, giving us hope for our future. We give these gifts to you to honor you and to give you glory in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Let us continue with our closing song. In unity, we lift our song 2221 and on the screen. as we go from this place this week, hold on to the hope and love that God gives you and know that he is always there. Now I'm going to pray for the meal before you go downstairs. And then we're asking that you go find a place to sit and not start eating so that we can listen to Rochelle for a few minutes and then we will eat. The blessing on the food. God Almighty, would you bless this food to the nourishment of our body, thanking those who have prepared it and those who have come to participate in it, that we can be your hands and feet and give you all glory and honor. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You are dismissed.